Next up, we've got Brother Baker with The Silver Lining. I have to say that I'm a fan of the late 90s indie rock slash emo sound that these guys are aiming for. You know, the intense shouted vocals I think are pulled off pretty well. They remind me of noisy emo core bands I like Knapsack or Jawbreaker. And those kind of lyrics, the shouted sort of lyrics, kind of also like harken back to older hardcore bands like Fugazi or Minor Threat, you know, that Ian McKay sort of intense, angry shouting vocals that I think I can get behind. So I totally get what these guys are going for stylistically, but still the song is a bit of a miss for me. I mean, sure, it's got passion and anger, but does it have a hook? Not so much. I don't think there's any part of this I could hum or reproduce any of the melodies in this song. You know, they just don't really stick with me. And the spoken word section where the slowdown occurs is probably my least favorite part. And for a song without a lot of tuneful melodies, a section without a vocal melody just doesn't really help. In that section where they shout, "I'm not doing this for you," I feel like I agree. They're really not doing this for me. Well, I think creating this song may have been cathartic for them. It comes off as just a little bit self-indulgent.
Yeah, I thought it had a strong intro and great singing voices. The verses were in the 5/4 time signature for no reason, but it sounds better than most 5/4, so that's fine. I think the tempo slowdown is fine too, but I think the spoken word, the kind of yelled word section, is not good. I didn't enjoy that. I was surprised to see that this song is 3 minutes long, though, because it seemed a lot shorter. And I think that my surprise should probably be taken as a compliment. You know, I kind of wanted more. And when I say that I wanted more, I don't mean the song was lacking. I just mean that it was, it definitely hadn't overstayed its welcome for me. And I could have used another verse or maybe a guitar solo or something. Excellent performance, great production. I think it's a strong entry, but if it ranks lower than that praise suggests, it's only because we got a lot of strong entries, and some of those had more charm than this very serious, very high-quality song.
I really like this one. I think this was another one where, you know, kind of talking about songs that feel like there would be songs outside of this contest, you know, I think this was another one. And, you know, I liked what they were doing on the guitars. I liked the, you know, kind of shouty vocals. I mean, I guess I would agree with you that maybe there wasn't a lot of kind of memorable hookiness, but it just felt pretty pitch perfect as far as that kind of early 2000s emo feel to me. Yeah, I just enjoyed it. And I feel like the tempo change also kind of plays into that genre well, you know, like it felt like something that fit in there naturally, you know, in keeping with the genre and not this kind of shoehorned in like, oh, let's, you know, stop and start again with this new tempo. Like it felt more like something organic to the song itself to me.